Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Rehearsal's important.
Rehearsal's vital.
It really is.
Yeah. Still, wrong slide. Yeah. All right. Right out of the gate with no... Right out of the freaking gate.
Oh, man.
Bombed it.
My computer has taken a complete crap.
Oh, man. This is going to be a horrible show.
It won't come on. That's not funny. We had something completely... This piece of crap right here. Just this.
Throw it on the floor. I'll work again.
No, it won't.
Trust me. I do it all the time.
You know, one thing that annoys me the crap out of me is when, like, Michael Mara is doing his show and he starts to have computer problems. Well, that's because he can't navigate social media very well. Uh-huh. But this is a hardware issue, which if I don't have my computer, I have to lean on my phone. And my phone is too small.
Too small. Story of his life.
Story of my life.
Is that the battery you just took out?
I just flipped the battery out of it. I'm sure this is great for everybody. Welcome to the show.
DJ's
got new hair.
No one can see it.
Right?
No. I mean, maybe if we turn the light up and like face it towards me.
We're all screwed up because DJ had the great idea last week.
You just messed that to reset the
Ustream cameras. And now the Ustream camera computer is just completely effed. My computer is just dead. Nothing's happening here. I mean,
hey, but the usage is down. I mean, it's not peaking over 71.
Nobody knows what that means.
Hey, I know what that means.
You know what that means.
And that means good.
That means someone's happy.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk fast food at the top of the show, but I can't. How bad would it be if I just licked this?
That would be amazing.
Just lick it. Just lick
just
it.
Do just it.
Just do
it.
Do like
it.
A battery.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
I dare you. No. I bet you I will.
No, please
give it
don't.
Here. Give it here. I'll do it.
You are not going to lick.
Give it here. I'll do it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You're not.
Give it here.
I refuse. BDB Radio Network does not have the insurance.
I won't sue.
No.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm
going to do it. Why don't lick the plug-in to my busted, broke piece of S laptop.
Your broke piece of S?
My broke piece of S. Oh! I heard it.
It's going to take 5, 10, 15 minutes.
That's what it sounded like. It's going to take 20 minutes to boot up. All right, now that I've destroyed the first half of the show, everybody, thanks for joining us. D-Tay, you and I, and of course, Philippius, we are fast food connoisseurs.
Yeah.
Are we not?
Yeah.
Well, Consumer Reports released the top 10 fast foods and top 10 worst fast foods.
Okay.
So I wanted to go down this list to see how we agree. Now, boys, do you want the best or the worst?
Give me the worst.
The worst. Yeah, because you know we love a train wreck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The worst. All right, the worst. I need some fast food music here. It's not the story of your life. Whoa! Oh. Woo! Wow, everybody felt that. Modulation. All right.
Wake up.
Break up.
Do I do 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
We said we're...
Start with the worst of the worst and end with the best of the worst. Then start with the worst of the best and then end with the best of the best.
Somebody's going to have to read that back to me. I didn't track where he was going.
So 10 to 1 both.
All right, 10 to 1. All right, worst fast food restaurants according to Consumer Reports. This report came off the Overton Highway. All right. Number 10, Panda Express.
I kind of like Panda Express.
I'm kind of down on Panda Express too. Philippius, what's your take on it?
I think it deserves that spot.
Really?
What? The worst of the worst. Oh, okay. So it's the not so worst of the worst, right?
It's number 10.
It's number 10 of the worst. So there's 9 more fast food chains that are worse than Panda Express. So I guess I'm okay with that. But I wish it was on like number 15 or 20
right.
of the best.
Now I like Panda Express, the food is okay. It's not Chinese food.
No.
It's okay, but the price point, you guys know me. I'm a skinflint. The price point, to steal a word from Big O and Dukes, the price point is way higher than what the quality is. The price point doesn't match the quality.
Do you think that's probably why it's one of the worst?
They listed it. They say the only Asian fast food chain on the list, Panda Express, allegedly offers gourmet Chinese cuisine. I agree with that. But the quality and the freshness of its food is only so-so, and its dishes are too pricey. That's just what I said! According to the survey, meanwhile, the quality of its service fared relatively well. I give them that. The people that work there are nice.
Their service is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
Number nine, DT, you're gonna be all on this. Number nine on the worst fast food chain, Taco Bell.
Oh man, they should be number one in the worst. They should be number one. Every time I eat that dreck, I throw up.
Taco Bell, the best known Mexican fast food. They need to stop calling it Mexican fast food.
That is not Mexican food.
It's not Mexican
food. Mexican food doesn't give you diarrhea.
No, Mexican food does not make you throw up 40 minutes after eating it.
Oh, God.
Well, every single time. You know it.
That's
every single time I eat it.
Every time you've had Taco Bell, you
throw up.
Poor baby. Number eight.
It tastes better coming up than it does going down. That's really bad.
That's just wrong.
It's all mixed together, that's why.
With stomach acid.
All right.
Number eight, Little Caesars.
Okay.
Is that considered fast food, though?
I mean, they got the hot and ready. You walk in, pay $5, and get a pizza. Like, that's fast food.
I wish DT was hot and ready.
He is.
You know, I'm always hot and ready.
Damn it.
But no, they basically have cardboard pizza.
Yeah, pretty
I feel like the pizza, the pepperonis and cheese is drawn on there, and you just eat a cardboard box.
The explanation was pizza restaurant Little Caesars, which was started in Michigan more than 50 years ago, ranked especially low on the quality and freshness of its food, despite advertising its fresh quality ingredients.
Yeah.
I guess so. Ah, another pizza place, number seven, Domino's.
Ugh.
I'm out on Domino's.
I kind of like Domino's.
You're at Flippius?
Yeah. Domino's all right.
Kind of like in the middle?
On the fence.
On the fence. All right.
Their toppings are amazing. Like, I order Domino's like 4 times a week. I'm not going to lie.
Might as well work there.
Well, for the fact that our buddy Sean Buchholz did a Domino's commercial, I'm going to say they're great and download that app.
I have the Domino's app, and that's how I order Domino's 4 times a week. I should be the size of you the way I eat Domino's.
Oh, my gosh. Be careful, because they're now, this new thing is called binge eating. Diagnosis. We're getting to that in the body of the show.
Okay.
Number six, another pizza place, Pizza Hut. I'm out on Pizza Hut.
I'm not a big Pizza Hut fan. I used to be. That used to be the only thing. That's because Domino's crust was horrible, but then they revamped it up. They revamped the crust.
Yeah.
And now they're better than Pizza Hut.
They are. Philippians Pizza Hut.
I like Pizza Hut.
All right, Philippians gets a ding for the Pizza Hut there. CC's Pizza.
Why are all the pizza places?
Really?
I don't know. I didn't write this list. I swear I didn't write this list.
Well, CC's is like a buffet.
Yeah, it's like Peter Piper at lunchtime. Yeah.
Pizza should not be on a buffet.
Why not?
Pizza should be served from the oven, in a box, in your car, to your dining room table, and in your mouth. Pizza should not sit under a warm lamp. That doesn't sit well with me. But let me de-argue myself.
Okay.
Because I've never been to CC's. But I've been to a place that was kind of like CC's.
Well, the thing is like, they make, the pizzas are not super huge pizzas. So they're small and they make few of them. So by the time you want to get that pizza, it's already gone. So
what's the point of it then?
Well, they
make them fresh. They keep making them.
Oh, they keep pushing them out.
So they have certain flavors, and you go up there, you get the flavor, and the flavor is gone. It's probably like 6 slices on the plate. So if you're not one of those first 6 people to get that piece, you got to wait like 15 minutes for another fresh pizza to come out. So it's always fresh. It's always
not
nice.
It's very good.
I never had CC's. I'm lying. I had CC once.
Really?
And that's the reason. I haven't had CC since. They weren't that good. I'd rather go to Pizza Hut. I'd rather go to Pizza Hut. Or Peter Piper's buffet is way better than CC's.
Over CC's.
Yeah.
Number four, Burger King.
The Whopper?
Dude, for me, Burger King has kind of fallen off the map for me, because McDonald's and Jack in the Box has kicked up their game until we get a little deeper in this list. But Burger King, I can't tell you the last time I actually went to Burger King. I don't like their fries.
They upped their game. They got some chicken nuggets.
No, what happened, my experience with Burger King is that Burger King, the prices got bigger, But all the portions got smaller. The Whopper is not a Whopper anymore. It's more like a Hopper.
That's true.
They've gotten smaller.
I kind of got mad at Burger King when they got rid of the Triple Whopper. Because the Triple Whopper was my thing. That was my bread and butter. But now I go for the 2 for $5 because I can get the mix and match. I get the Big King and the Big Fish. And $5, like $5.82 with some change.
Back on a $6 bill.
Like, I'm good. Get some ranch guap. It's done. It's guacamole.
I don't like their chicken. I don't like their fish. Philippines, you on Burger King?
Burger King's good.
Yeah?
I kinda like Burger King.
All right. Well, number three, I mentioned it at the aforementioned McDonald's.
I'm done with McDonald's. I think McDonald's should be number four and Burger King should move up to number three. I can't wait to see what this the best list is because this worst list has
main chains have been killed on this. McDonald's, their explanation, every minute McDonald's sells Americans nearly 1,500 burgers, which it touts as being 100% USDA inspected beef, free of preservatives, filters, extenders, and so-called pink slime. But none of that prevented Consumer Reports readers from rating its food quality and freshness as one of the worst.
It is.
I would agree.
They sell you hockey pucks.
Yep.
I will, but I love their chicken nuggets, but I had some chicken nuggets this past week from a place I've never had chicken nuggets from. May have stolen me from McDonald's and their nuggets.
You went to KFC, didn't you?
I did not. Number two. Church's chicken.
Oh, what?
No.
Now, this list is stupid. I was rocking with them for a minute, but they officially have shot themselves in the foot when they mess with the Churches of the Chicken.
Churches of the Chicken. There's their explanation. This is from Consumer Report readers. Church's Chicken, also established in the 1950s, sells fried chicken, fries, biscuits, and jalapenos. The chain, known as Texas Chicken outside of the U.S., has more than 1,600. So they didn't even give a reason why they ranked it so low. At number two, one of the worst.
Wow.
Okay, I'm out on Church's Chicken except for one thing. Their tenders and their fries. Their fry game, when you have an employee at Church's Chicken and their fry game is on point and they're having a good salt day.
Oh.
Let me tell you what you do, people. Let me tell you what you do. I'm going to change your life right now. You get yourself a 5-piece tender strip.
All right.
With the fries.
What?
Don't get the jalapeno dip gravy or the jalapeno sauce. You get the white gravy.
Yes.
And you take the french fry.
Yes.
And you marry it up next to the chicken tender. And you take it in three fingers and you dip it into the white gravy and then send me a tweet and send me an email because I just changed your life.
I will actually one up you.
Woo!
I will one up you.
One up me.
You get the chicken tender.
Get the chicken tenders. Oh, Lord.
And you're marrying it up.
Yeah.
With the french fry.
French fry.
And you put all of that inside.
Yeah.
Of one of those honey biscuits.
Honey biscuits. It's kids.
And then you dip that.
Oh.
In the white gravy.
In the white gravy.
And then you turn down. With some fried okra.
Oh, God. Whoa, I forgot about the fried okra. Whoa! I forgot about the fried okra. Now, number one of the worst, you're going to really blow your mind, KFC.
Oh, no, that chicken. They actually renamed their name from KFC, from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC because they no longer use all chicken?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's why they can no longer say, oh, welcome to Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's Kentucky Fried C. KFC now.
But here's, I'm really going to blow you up. I know we just did a whole circle jerk on Churches. I'd take Church's chicken. I mean, KFC chicken over Church's chicken. But Churches got the tender game down.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, their chicken is because it's not fully chicken. I mean,
I didn't hear that.
They can genetically engineer it to be whatever they want.
But that's the worst thing about every company on this list. Everything is genetically engineered. You ain't eating real food,
that's
folks.
True.
We're not eating real food anymore.
Until you go to Pete's, you ain't eating nothing. I was about to say something, but I ain't trying to make Philippians work.
I know, right? Philippians had a Pete's fish and chip experience. All right. You that was the 10. So they did name all the big companies.
I know. Who are they going to name for the good ones?
All right.
They better be in Arizona because I got to try these people now.
I think for the most part, some of them are on here in Arizona, and I think you're going to, some of these may have popped up on DTay's list. All right, we're going to mold through these because we're all over right. time. All right, 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
10 to 1. Number 10, Culver's.
Nice. Yes. I love Culver's.
Yes, yeah. Culver's, definitely Culver's. All day on Culver's. I do love, they're a little pricey.
They're a little pricey, but
like
the quality is good.
The quality is there. They had
it's worth the price to pay.
Yeah, they had one burger.
Butter bun.
They had one burger that came on a onion bun one time. They took it off the menu. Oh my gosh, it was like sex wrapped in plastic.
No, the fried cheese curds.
Oh
my god.
You introduced me to the French the fried cheese curds.
Yes. Like, that's a must when you go to Culver's.
Yes, absolutely. Number 9, I've never been here, but people say it's pretty good. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill.
I go there on Tuesdays for Fish Taco Tuesday.
I've never
it's
been to Rubio's.
It's actually pretty good. I get a Chipotle salad from there every once in a while. Like, yeah. They're pretty good. There's one right down the street from my grandmother's house.
Philippians?
I haven't ate there.
Neither have I. Number 8, I've never ate this place either, but I've heard very, very good things about it. Potbelly Sandwich Shop.
Actually, I've been there too. Oh my god!
Who's the fat guy here, me or Mocha?
Potbelly actually has some really good. They have a really good meatball sub.
How's the price point though? You know I'm a skinflint.
Actually, they're competitive with Subway.
Okay, all right.
So I mean, you're not paying more than you pay at Subway, and you're paying for a cozier sandwich.
All right, here's another one I've heard great things about. Never been there. Firehouse Subs.
I've never been there.
All right, Philippians.
I've heard about it, though.
You've never been there?
Sounds good, though.
There's one in Arizona, and I know.
There's several in Arizona, and it's recent. They haven't been out here before.
Actually, there's one in Tempe.
I hear Big O and Dukes talk about it all the time.
I'm going to have to try them now.
I'm going to have to give them a try, too. I think we got another fast food world tour coming up.
Heck yeah.
All right, DTay, this one's right up your alley, baby boy. Chick-fil-A!
Yes! They have to be on the list.
Number 6.
I mean, with the Chick-fil-A sauce alone.
The Chick-fil-A sauce. DTay would have sex with the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I will pay $50 for a gallon of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Here's one that I've only been aware of by their catering service, and I've never actually had a sandwich from them. Jason's Deli.
I've never even heard of that.
Don't know about that place.
You never heard of Jason's Deli?
No, no.
They're pretty popular around, but I've only had them in the corporate setting. And I never judge a place by their catering because their catering is always a little subpar than what you actually get from over the counter,
of course,
in my opinion. All right, number 4, I'm going to agree with this 100%, the Habit Burger Grill.
Never been there.
Never been to the Habit?
It's right next to the Potbellies. It's right next to the Potbellies, but I've never gone.
The Habit, the freshest food, price point's a little high, skin flint. Price point's a little high, but it's totally worth it. Number 3, I've never been here before. Portillo's hot dogs. I don't think they're in Arizona.
Actually, no, there is a Portillo's here.
There's a Portillo's hot dog?
I believe there is, but I've never been there.
Chicago style hot dogs and sandwiches. It has less than 50 locations, mostly in the Chicago area. Oh, as well as Arizona and California. But you can order some items online. That's very interesting. And
how long does it take to ship?
I don't know. Well, a hot dog, it will.
Is it still fresh when it gets to you?
All right. I don't know if I want that.
All right. Number 2, Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Pizza.
Never had it.
Never.
It's good.
That's number 2.
Have you had it, Liv?
I've had it.
I have never had the Take and Bake.
I'm not lying. They got like this triple meat, like it's double crusted, you know, like a pie,
shut
basically.
Your mouth.
It's
really
delicious.
It's like pot.
So you
like a pie, I said.
Like a pot pie?
No, like, I guess, but it's different. Like all the
you're
toppings.
Drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Not yet.
I don't know.
So you
look online, sucker.
You've had.
I'm gonna have to.
I think that might be it.
So you had it, sucker.
So you go to Papa John's,
Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's, and you get the pizza.
Yeah, you take it and bake it at 420 degrees. That's their logo.
All right, maybe he has have it. Maybe he has.
Maybe he has. I've always thought about it, but. I don't know about going and getting.
If you do go all out on that one, that's it's like I don't know what the price
now.
Is on it.
Do you pay for the same amount that you would for a fresh pizza?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't usually pay.
It better be cheaper.
I would hope it would be cheaper. All right.
At least by $1.
And we're at the number 1, Philippians, right here. Have your finger on that button. And the number 1 best fast food restaurant, according to Consumer Reports, is In-N-Out Burger.
Yes!
In-N-Out Burger.
They are the greatest of all time.
I would vote for In-N-Out Burger if they just get rid of that damn secret menu.
And now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Because as you saw, there's 11 of them, and I said that there were 11 cars outside, but really I have one car left. I have one car left. Hold on. And someone in this audience still has the chance to go home with a brand new, fully loaded Pontiac G6. G6! Okay, right now, everybody in the audience, now listen to me carefully, is being given a special package, and I don't want you to open it. Do not shake it. Do not open. Take the box and hold it in your lap. Do not open. And now here's the deal. Listen carefully. Inside one of these boxes is a key. Do not open it yet. If your box has a key, you will be the last person today to get one of those cute little G6s. Okay? Who will it be? Are you ready? Hold on. Are you ready? Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
From the heart of Phoenix, Arizona, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, it's Fat Guy Radio with your host, Corey Blaze. And now, here's my godfather, Corey Blaze.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on 101.5 Free FM in Phoenix, Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving away the Pontiac G6 later on today at 6 o'clock. You want a chance to win? You've got to know the phrase that the phrase that pays. Call in now.
G-bombed that one.
I totally screwed that one up. What is happening right now, March 21st, 2015, live from Studio G, making everyone sexually uncomfortable? It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. Fat Guy Radio Show, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially.
Yes.
Give us a like and a follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. That's 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7. Or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. Today's show sponsor is audible.com. We are so excited to have Audible.com as a sponsor of this radio show and podcast. Audible is very particular about who they want to represent. So we are honored by their choice to be part of us. So honor them by signing up for a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS. And for trying out the service, Audible will give you a free audiobook of your choice from their library of over 150,000 titles. One title you may be interested in is Breakfast with Buddha by Roland Marullo, narrated by Sean Runette. Audiobooks allow you to enjoy books in a whole new way. Be more productive by listening anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this amazing offer today at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the Audible banner on our website. This is Cece Peniston, good family friend of mine. Finally,
it has happened to me right in front of my face.
Hey, Cece, I've been trying to get you on my damn show for like 3 years. Come on. Whether you got something going on right now or not, hit me up. What you doing? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another show. I have a question that I
have a question.
I have a question that I have to.
I have a question. Oh, Shaggy.
Hey, I didn't know I could do Scooby, really? Dude.
I did not. I have a question. Scooby. what's your question, boy?
All right, right out of the gate. Listener K, we know her. We love her. We appreciate her.
Yeah.
She is just worked her way into the fabric of this show. And she's starting to produce content for the show, too. And Lady K, don't be upset with me. You know we love you. But I was on Facebook earlier today because I'm trying to kick up my Facebook game, if you haven't noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, thanks for liking absolutely nothing. You have liked nothing on my Facebook page.
It's all tough love.
Yeah.
If I start liking all your stuff, I got to stop liking all flip stuff.
Flippies doesn't post anything.
Exactly. But the moment I like one of your things, he going to post something. And he gonna be
no,
like,
the moment you like one of my things is when...
Exactly. He going to post something.
Is when you become very popular because, you know... I got a hot wall. My wall is hot. I can cook bacon.
I share some of your stuff a couple of times.
My wall is so hot, you can cook bacon on it.
Bacon.
But Kathy, listener K, posted something up on her Facebook page, because we're Facebook friends too, that I didn't know how to react to. And I've had this experience several times with other posts. And I don't like many posts on Facebook, but I want everybody to like my post. Is that wrong?
Yes. Yeah.
Screw both of you. I don't care. I want everybody to like me. It's all about me. I'm Cornbridge. You're going to like my Facebook book. So Lady K posted up something about someone who had died. RIP someone. I guess she was in a band or something like that. I don't know. I didn't dig for more information. But this is where I'm confused. Help me not be so. Do I like that? Because if I like the RIP post, and this is, Lady K just brought this to the mind, but I've seen this so many times when someone has someone die in their life and they put it up on Facebook, is it wrong to like it? Because if you like it and you click like, are you saying that you like the fact that they are dead? Or do you like the fact that someone lost someone? There is no way to like death.
There is no way.
So
I had this.
What do I do?
I've had this similar situation, except for it wasn't involving death. My friend had posted something about his truck being vandalized.
Right.
And he was like, it seems like nothing go right. And I made a mistake. I liked it. Being like, in my head, this is what my mental was thinking. Okay. I was like, my train of thought was,
mental was thinking,
I'm going to like this. So he knows that I share his pain,
okay,
and I empathize with him. I'm sorry for the vandalization of his truck, his vehicle, and I give my condolences.
But you gave your condolences on Facebook
via liking it.
The word like in itself is...
Well, they don't have a my condolence button.
They did.
If they had a condolence button, not I'll hit condolences.
This is a conundrum for me, because
someone called me out on it too.
Okay, well, what do you do though?
They comment on his status and was like, really preach, because that's what they called me.
Uh-huh. Preach,
really
another,
preach.
Another you gonna
like something like our friend is going through turmoil right now. Someone just vandalized his truck and you're liking it. And I was like, I'm liking it, giving my condolences.
Okay,
I'm sharing that I empathize with him. And I am sympathetic to his plight.
But the same thing with, like, the White Knight. His house got broken into, and they pretty much took everything. So it was a total of, like, $20 loss.
Oh, wow.
Love you, Ouch. White Knight. That's for not inviting me to your birthday party, you son of a bitch.
So if you want all your stuff back, White Knight, just call Corey and stuff in his backyard right now.
It was me. But he put it up on Facebook, and I saw it. I don't want to hit like on that.
No.
That's not something you like.
You
and
don't.
When someone dies, you don't like it. So maybe we need to implore the Book of Faces to put on a my condolences button. There's nothing you can, you can't react to that on Facebook.
Yes, all you do is put a comment that says condolences. That's all you say. That's
yeah, you put a comment with condolences while it's, and that condolences picture pops up, the condolences comment pops up right next to your picture of you holding a martini. So it's not like you're really giving your condolences because Facebook is misrepresenting your emotion.
What you do is, before you send the condolences, you change your profile picture, and your profile picture looks like this.
I'm really sorry about your loss and that your truck got vandalized and your house was pillaged and your women were raped. I apologize for that. Always the best. Facebook.com/Mocha.
That's a pig right there, just the...
Yeah, the open heart hand signal. There's no way. I found this. So, Lady K, I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry I learned of the guy that you were... in a bandwidth that has gone too soon. It sucks, but Facebook only gave me the option to just like it because I guess we're only supposed to put happy stuff on Facebook.
I guess so, but condolences.
Condolences. Condolences. All right, boys, when we get back on the other side of this break, we all gone to school. None of us have any kids in school right now, but in Oregon, oh, crap, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. DT just made it awkward. We'll talk about schools... punishment in Portland, Oregon, and very interesting article that I posted up on After the Levels on afterthelevels.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. PackGuyRadioStore.com. All right, this is a great time of the year to head out to Vegas, Nevada. If you're heading out to Vegas or planning on it, you want to be in the know, you want to go to Vegas.com through the Vegas.com banner on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Head out to Vegas for a spring break. I think there's like one more week of spring break left. March Madness. Oh my gosh, there's a lot going on with March Madness. My bracket blew up before the game even started. NASCAR, anything you want to do out in Vegas, Vegas.com. Even if you just want to go, just to get away. Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Vegas is the way to do it. There are all Vegas residents out there. They hang out there, party there, work there. They are connected to the people who set up the deals. So everything that happens there stays there. But in order for that to happen, you got to get there and you got to do it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Viva Las Vegas, baby. I was choking up on that one. Pad for me, boys, for a minute while I clear my throat once again.
Vegas. What happens here stays here, baby.
Oh my god, is that like it was...
Got a fur ball up there.
Well, I have to do... Dude, the last two...
I had to clear my throat.
Yeah.
Get out of there, horse! That's what it sounded like.
The last two shows, man, I have sound like, I'm like, I got radio show. I have sounded so like horrible.
So he sounded like a porker.
Porcupine.
I said, what the hell does a porcupine have to do with anything left? You just heard pork, and the first thing that came into your mind, porcupine.
Oh, that's like an episode of Family Feud.
It's like,
tell one of your people survey names of them that comes after pork.
You pie. Greatest clip ever.
Greatest As a clip name that comes out of pork, this fool said, you pie. Pork, you pie.
So Philippians just had a porky pie moment. Pork, you pie.
Oh, I saw another one where he goes, top 100 people surveyed, top 10 answers on the board. Name something that's hard to do with your eyes open. And the dude flat out said, read. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna tell you his race, but let's just guess.
He was a Negro.
He wasn't ready. I was like, wait, reading's hard with your eyes open? I've been reading the wrong way.
You have been reading the wrong way. Your eyes are supposed to eyes wide shut.
I don't see it.
I can't see it. I don't see it.
I don't see nothing wrong.
We've all been in school, right?
Yeah. You came in straight from the fields.
I'm the oldest of anybody here.
Yo, old fart.
Thank you. And I remember going to school in elementary school.
Yeah.
Getting SWATs.
Oh, that was back in what, the 1800s?
Yeah, back in the days of England.
So you got powder milk up in those?
No. Yeah. What?
He went straight to your boobies.
He went immediately to my man boobage. No, I don't have powdered milk. It's chocolate powdered milk. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I can attest to that.
You're
welcome.
Thank you very much. You're going to attest to that again tonight. I remember being swatted in school. When you would get in trouble so many times, you went to the principal's office and they paddled you on the butt. I never got paddled because my dad always paid the principal off. And besides, of course, me being me, if anybody knows me, I was a goody two shoes in school. And then,
I'm little car. I'm gonna grow up and be an internet radio disc jockey. I'm hired this little Chinese boy to carry my book bags back and forward to kindergarten. I'm little car. I want milk.
So I was a little snobby kid. Yeah, that was a little snobby Corey.
I'm just amazed that there were Chinese people where you went to school. Because we both know where you went to school.
I went to school in the hood. I did. I went to the
Chinese,
hood.
The only Chinese person in your school was the chef on Wednesdays. Teriyaki Wednesdays.
Hey, I love Teriyaki Wednesdays.
Hey, I do too. I ain't gonna lie.
But you would get in trouble and you would go to the principal. Principal Swanson was my principal at the time. He's been then gone, dead, passed away. Maybe I should put it on Facebook so people can like it. And you would go get SWATs by a wood plank that he had hanging on the wall.
Called a Board of Education.
A Board of Education.
My grandma had one then.
And he would pop you on your rooter to the fresh and fruiter. You would cry, sit there, go to the nurse. She'd check your butt, make sure you weren't bleeding, and off you go. Back to class. You know, or your parents came. And my parents were like, did you get swatted today at school? You know, everybody was like, I should have been there. I want to swat you too. You know what I mean? That they would have just, you know, that was back in the day where the parents actually supported the school instead of attacking the school.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys were probably in your generation. You probably didn't get swats in school.
No. Actually, I did.
You did?
There was still swatting going on in my school. We had, I think we went to the same grade school.
MLK.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in PLJ.
I did not do PLJ.
You didn't go to PLJ?
I did not. I jumped over PLJ and went to Greenfield.
Oh, you went to Greenfield?
Yeah, because I was a...
Yeah, that's where the white kids go.
Exactly.
I went to PLJ, but PLJ had...
You were at PLJ. I was having PB&J at Greenfield.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't have PB&J. We had gruel. I was like, may I have some oil, please?
Massa,
may I have
but
some
you,
more?
But you got...
Our principal, Mrs. Henderson.
Henderson?
She did not play.
She beat you up. She beat your head up into the white
house. And she was my dad's teacher.
How old was Miss Henderson?
Miss Henderson? She didn't even look that old.
She's probably still alive.
She is still alive.
Was she mean?
She wasn't mean, but she was firm, fair, and consistent.
Well, I don't care how she felt, but was she mean?
She wasn't mean. She was like super nice, but she's like me now, like how I am now. Like I'm super nice coming off, but like if you get on my bad side,
you are an a-hole.
I would turn into Lucifer.
Yeah,
and you will feel my wrath.
Ooh,
hell hath no fury like Miss Henderson scorn.
I want to feel your wrath. Is that inappropriate? You know what I'm saying? Is that inappropriate?
Probably might make that happen.
I want to get an oar, but nah, and ride your wrath.
And she was one of my. Her husband was one of my grandfather's poker buddies.
Poker,
which means she was one of my grandma's sewing buddies.
Good Lord, is she like friends of the family of the family of the friends?
Yeah.
Good and night. Like I didn't know so my she, teachers that
so
well.
So she had open season on my butt.
She would just beat your little tight chocolate bouncing booty all up and down the halls of PB&J High School Emporium Tire Shop.
I wear shorts, so my booty's kind of white chocolate. Mm. It's not dark chocolate like the rest of me. It's actually not mocha at all.
I'm sexually uncomfortable.
That was my job today.
Mm. That was my job today.
Well, I'm sexually comfortable right now. I'm just letting you know.
I'm telling you right now, boy. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
The only way I get sexually uncomfortable is if you turn me on so much that I can't get off.
Oh!
Was that too much?
Jesus!
Was that too much? I'm sorry. This CPU is looking nice, though. I'm so glad we reset it.
Good! You're talking about the lights can't go off.
Exactly.
Yeah, the lights can't go off. We might want to write that down.
This CPU is looking nice. What is that? What is that?
Yeah, that's got to be
all. What is that? Velvet?
19 inches right there of
CPU. Is that velvet? What is that?
19 inches.
What is that?
CPU.
What is that? Is that velvet?
Yeah.
Nice. Soft.
Listener K just passed the hell out. I guarantee you she just.
Hey, Lady K.
All right, that's enough.
How you doing?
All right, so we're in school. You were familiar with being swatted.
My little sister, I got in trouble because of my little sister.
All right. But if you got swats in school when I was in grade school, you had to be really bad several times over.
Nah.
You would get punished for study hall or timeout, or you couldn't do arts and craft, which sucked for me because I liked eating my glue. And you would have to sit out a certain event.
Yeah, pretty much.
An elementary school in Portland, Oregon has put a controversial approach to discipline on hold after parents complained that it caused their kids to feel humiliated. Can a kid feel humiliated? A kid that, if he gets an itch on his butt, will not just reach his hand down into his pants and scratch his butt. He would rip down his shorts all the way to his ankles, his underwear all the way to his ankles, and scratch his butt in the middle of the school ground. Can a kid at a certain level be humiliated? Kids do anything. Pretty much. They don't care because they don't know.
Yeah.
You go over and you tell them, put your little thing away. Nobody's supposed to see that. You got an itch on your butt.
Go to the bathroom and scratch that
Go
thing.
To the bathroom and scratch that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
These parents in Portland, Oregon feel that their kids have been humiliated. Let me tell you why. The community service called off at Cesar Chavez K-8, kindergarten through eighth grade school in the Portland Public School District is investigating, reportedly punished, how they're punishing misbehaved kids for unruliness, such as throwing food, by having the kids do chores.
Wow.
They are punishing misbehaved kids for unruliness by having them do chores.
Around the school?
Around the school.
So basically they just make them maintenance around the school.
They make K-8 for. So if they're throwing food in the cafeteria, that's considered unruliness.
Yeah.
And so they make the kids
clean up the cafeteria.
Clean up the cafeteria. Or if they're disruptive in class, they make the kids stay after and maybe clap some erasers or maybe Swiffer dust the laptops. And the parents of Cesar Chavez thinks that is humiliating.
Those parents need to go headbutt a knife.
What?
They need to headbutt a knife or go play in some traffic. I'm just saying. They are dumb because obviously these kids aren't getting home training at home.
Clearly!
So if doing some chores, I wish that was my punishment. Like, oh, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah.
You gonna be all talking out loud in class and whatnot. Okay. When class is over, you gonna have to stay after and Swiffer dust.
You want to demonstrate?
Yeah, you just gotta Swiffer dust a little bit.
Demonstrate real quick.
Wait, Philippians is just railroading the topic right now. Just absolutely railroading the topic.
And headbutt the knife.
Oh, okay, I got you, I got you.
Oh, the headbutt, the knife joke. Yeah, Philippians
brought. No, but that is a, this is a pretty.
Yeah, Philippians. What? See, what was, what
that
was,
a bottle opener on the top of the knife?
No,
like,
yeah.
It's a hook.
Philippians, just what just happened for those of you that are not watching on Ustream, Philippians just brought out a cartoon-sized knife right in the middle of the school punishment conversation.
You guys are talking about knives.
He just referenced it off the cuff, and then you pulled the knife out that I asked you to bring in that we were going to talk about in segment three.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
You couldn't keep it in your pants, so you whipped it out now, completely distracting and railroading the show from the topic of the school punishment that was just about to go somewhere.
This is a really good knife, though. I'm just saying.
It really is a nice knife. Too bad it wouldn't have been featured on the show, which we were going to do a whole bit about it later. But no, Philippians couldn't keep it. Oh, I have something new. I have something new. I must show it now. Screw what Corey's talking about. I want to show it now.
Yep.
Anyway, so back to this.
Screw what we're talking about. Let's see what else Philippians has in his damn pocket.
That's it. All right. That's all I got.
You want to railroad the show? What else you got? Pull the rest of the stuff out of you to piss me off.
That's the only knife I have with me.
I'm fighting over here to do a damn show, and he just, oh, well, hey, my brain just switched topics, so let's go to this.
Yeah.
DT said knife once, and it was a bypass comment. And he said water, too. Here's a water. Jesus, Philippians, damn. I'm backstroking over here to finish this damn show, and you just railroading.
Hey, you know what would go nice right now?
What?
Some air freshener.
So good. You know what else would be nice? A Magic Mouse from Apple.
I wish I had some power here right now. Oh, look at this.
Oh, you know, I really think that my phone is going to die. Let me rip out my iPhone 4 charger that is so out of date that doesn't even charge my phone anymore.
Oh, well, let me just check my phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold your phone up. You know what? One thing I like to do is that when I get bored and I need a quick high, I go to Marks A Lot Markers where I just rip the top off and take a big sniff. Ah, that's a good high.
You know what? When I'm not chopping off the necks of the blood of the infidels with this knife here, I'm over here walking on paper.
When I'm trying to get hot under the collar and everything, what's really important to me is to just whip out an air conditioning remote.
Oh, you know, when Wally is on, he makes a lot of sounds like a bell.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sometimes when I don't feel like listening to Fat Guy Radio Show, I can just absolutely just reach over into the corner and just pull out a full court press radio banner. How about that?
I love rubber band.
Jesus. Lip. Railroaded the entire damn show.
Well, you finished it off, so.
Well,
it's
because. Your kids are being made to clean up in school when they act their asses up.
Well, I think that's Philippians. I think that's like the best punishment you can probably do because you're teaching them life lessons. One, you're teaching them the courtesy of, you know, having to clean up after someone else's mess.
Absolutely.
Because now they got to clean up for their own mess, but now they got to clean up after everybody else. And then they're going to be more perceptive to when someone's making a mess, like, hey, sir, can you pick that up, actually? And they're going to be more studious, and they're going to be more, like, caring about their
They'll
playground.
They'll take ownership of it. Like, I think for Philippians' punishment for completely railroading this topic, he should be responsible for cleaning up the entire studio.
He should.
All 275 square feet of it.
I think he should be made to edit what I'm about to say next. I'm just lame.
Damn it.
Ooh, is that an edited word?
No, that's not. Philippians pissed me off.
Oh, bitch.
Son of a...
Ooh.
See, he done really pissed me off. Backstroking over here. Knife! Knife! He said knife! Squirrel! 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 Air! I can't breathe with my eyes open. These parents in Portland, Oregon, I think we have all of 4.5 listeners in Portland. I need to pull your heads out your ass. And you're going to wonder why your kid's going to be beating the hell out of you when they're older.
You know what? They're Seahawks fans. It's okay.
Oh. Oh, wrong one.
Oh, no. Ooh. Wait, they don't have a football team in Oregon, do they?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Which
they
is
have
right
the Portland
Seattle,
Trail
Washington.
Blazers.
That's basketball, but we're talking. They don't have one. So, yeah, they're probably all Seahawks fans. Because they're right next to Washington.
Right. So if you want to read this full article, it's up on afterthelevels.com, my blog. I think it's just stupid. I mean, if your kid's going to be punished for clean, kids can't be humiliated.
My kids at my number's job, they don't give lunch attention anymore. Lunch attention is now you go out there with trash bags and you guys pick up the field.
Dude, like you said, man, I wish in some of the times that I did maybe slightly act up in school, I wish I would have had to just clean up the game. I used to love those big, huge cartoon-sized floor sweepers. Those big, huge dusters that were like 8 feet long. I've always wanted to push one of those.
Okay, I got in school suspension my senior year.
Of high school,
and we had to
see. You were 23 years old in high school. Your senior year, you got in school suspension
for smoking on a class trip.
Oh,
and
damn
I was,
it!
I wasn't even smoking like reefer, and I smoked a Black and Mild, which I was legally able to buy at the time.
True.
But because it was a school trip, I got in trouble for smoking tobacco on a school trip, which was an overnight stay. So yeah. I was at a host parent's house, and I was smoking in the backyard with their son,
who
was 18 as well. We were not smoking. We were smoking tobacco.
Were your shirts on or off?
They were on.
Oh, damn it.
But we had to put – but I got in school suspension. I had to put on this highlighter green shirt that says – I'm not going to tell what school I went to. It just said ISS.
ISS, in school suspension.
We had to walk around. We had to pick up all the Ramada area and everything. Yeah. And then we had to clean out the bathroom. We had to empty all the trash in the bathrooms. And then we had to go to the women's restroom when there was no girls in there.
Oh, man.
And clean out the sanitation napkin receptacles.
Oh,
that was the worst thing.
No!
Was the worst thing I've ever done. We had gloves on. I almost vomited because there are bloody sanitation napkins in there. And for ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what a sanitation napkin is, please ask your girlfriend.
No, don't ask your girlfriend.
It's a pad.
Wow. It's a pad.
Pads and tampons. We had to clean that stuff up.
Oh, God. Pads and tampons.
I'll tell you this. I never smoked on a school trip again.
I would have smoked on a school trip again because I wouldn't have wanted to see those bloody tampons. All right. Speaking of bloody tampons, on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about snatch shorts. Are they nasty or are they still in? Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Fade that out, Philippius. I have a song I'm going to sing for this next sponsor. Oh, Amazon. Oh, Amazon. We love you oh so greatly. Oh, Amazon. Oh, Amazon. Your specials aren't so hasty. I shop you through the show tab. I tell my family and dad. Oh, Amazon, oh, Amazon, our listeners need to shop there. Right? Yeah. Verse 2! Oh, Amazon, oh, Amazon, your power this funny ass show. Oh, Amazon, oh, Amazon, but there's something you don't know. Our listeners listen but won't shop. If they did, this show would stop. Oh, Amazon, oh, Amazon, the people know that you're the bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, you feeling it? Yeah, you feeling it. Shop Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or through the Shop Amazon tab on our website. People! We need you to do more. More, I say. If you love us, then you will do it. If everyone who downloads this show, look at this number. If everyone who downloads this show bought one item, one $10 item on Amazon, Philippius could stop stripping tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Support kids with cancer. And by kids with cancer, we mean us. Too far?
Just a little bit.
Hey, put the knife away.
I'm sorry.
Put the damn knife away. You're like a kid in the candy store. Ooh, knife. Sharp. Cut things.
I've been cutting them every day.
Jesus Christ. You need to cut that shirt off.
I could do it.
No, don't cut your shirt. Give the knife back to the boy.
I almost thought you weren't. You almost had me thinking you weren't black. But when you sang that Amazon ad, I realized you were black.
Oh, how offensive.
You want to know how I realized you were black?
How did you realize this monstrosity of this conclusion?
Because you said there was one line where you was like, I tell my family and my dad. I was like, oh, he is black.
My dad ain't part of the family. Him and his damn new freaking Prius. Oh God, did I ever get to that on the show?
No, you never told us about his
I know park, we want to talk. I know we want to talk about snatchy shorts because I've been seeing them around because Arizona.
What is a snatchy short?
The shorts that are really, really short?
The shorts that are all up in her snatch. Her snatch has snatched her shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get to that, but my dad has driven me absolutely crazy because he went out and bought another damn Prius, and this is a Prius station wagon.
That's five now?
Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, I don't understand. Why are you so proud about this damn Prius? It's just a Prius.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo. You got to come down to see it. He called me up one night at 10 o'clock. I'm going to come over there. I live 35 minutes away from my father on purpose. On purpose. And he was ready to drive.
Still harboring those feelings as a kid when he left you.
Just a little bit. Every time I got swatted in high school when I was trying to read with my eyes closed. He wanted to drive all the way up to my house to show me his Prius at 10 p.m. at night.
So it would have been, what, 10:35 p.m. when he actually got here?
It would have been 10:35 p.m. And besides, I was telling him at the time, Dad, I'm not at home. I'm at the studio, which is where I live. I live in this freaking studio with so much going on, and that's why everything keeps breaking, because I'm here messing around with everything at the last minute. I digress. But Dad and this damn Prius, I finally went down and saw the Prius. And guess what it looked like, DT?
The other Prius?
It looked like the other Prius! There was no different!
Except color?
No!
Except it was like two sizes.
He got
bigger.
It in the same color, except it was two times bigger. He got it in the same. So, Dad, are you planning on? So I asked him, Dad, are you planning on growing an extra foot to drive the other Prius? What's the point in having to? Well, this one I'll use when I got to haul stuff around. Well, I pose this question to that. Father, what's the purpose of the truck? Well, I'll use the truck when I have to haul this. Basically, my dad was flossing. And my dad's girlfriend, Miss Margie, said the reason why he was flossing is because I am a two-car, one-guy family. But my dad has had three cars.
Yeah.
Now he has four. Huh? You don't have that many legs.
He has four cars?
He has four cars.
I'll take one off his end.
I'm sure you would. Hey, guess what? You can pick from either one of the Priuses. He wanted. So, and Miss Margie says, well, you know, Miss Margie, you know, I just love my dad's girlfriend. Miss Margie, when you meet her, I would have her on the show, but she ain't coming on.
I've met her before.
You've met Miss Margie. She's when you see Miss Margie, you literally just want to fall into her bosom and cry because she is just made from head to toe, made of nothing but love. She is one of the dying breeds of the Big Mamas. Oh, that's Miss Margie. So Miss Margie's there and she says, well, you know, Corey, you know, maybe your dad felt like he needed to show off his new car because you drove all the way down here to show off your new car. Miss Margie, I love you, but you're wrong. My dad, my father, wanted me to bring my car down there. I didn't want to go all the way down into Phoenix because it would have put miles on my new whip. So there goes your point right out the window. Now stand still and hold me while I cry. You know, so him and this damn, I finally saw the Prius and it looked like the other Prius.
But it looked nice though.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. It was like a spaceship. All those Priuses to me look like spaceships. Number one, Priuses, if you haven't ever been in a Prius, and Fat Guy Radio Show today brought to you by Prius. If you ever been in a Prius, they have those huge consoles. Have you ever been in one?
No.
Have you ever been in one, Flippius? Yes. Yeah. They have a huge console down the middle of it.
Okay.
So if you're in the Prius and you know, this is starting to hop off, it ain't happening in a Prius. Because she going to bang her head all on the middle console trying to get at your gear shift. Why does that sound so distorted?
I don't know.
She's going to be banging her head all over the console trying to get at your gear shift. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what we call it now?
That's what we're calling it.
Call it a
gear shift.
Hey, girl. Why don't you come over here and shift these gears?
Yeah, that sounds really horrible. I don't know
what you did. You started banging on the console. And
yeah, you did.
Well, you shouldn't have pissed me off about your damn knife.
Actually, you started banging when you started banging about the console. Started banging on the console, talking about the Prius console.
I was not banging on the console, talking about the Prius console.
You literally said like this.
Now you're going to bang on the console.
Oh, yeah, I had to. Maybe my banging's going to retrograde his banging, so then maybe it might work. Actually, hit that button real quick.
I don't care.
There it goes.
Someone jacked it up.
Nope, I just fixed it.
But it's all messed up now.
I don't care.
I know what the true test is. We got to go to the most, it's the base. And those of you that are new podcasters and radio boys out there, this is what you call fixing the modulation. Let's go to the basiest of bases. And maybe it's just my headphones. Maybe my headphones sound distorted.
Why does it sound the same?
Look at that booty. Show me the booty.
It is
Give
bass.
Me the booty. I want
is it
booty.
Distorted in your head?
It is.
I need the booty.
What are the levels looking like, Lip? Stop staring at me and look at the damn levels.
They're where they're normally at.
All right,
Ain't
I'm sorry.
Wrong
for,
the levels.
Oh, start for oh, yelling. Hold on, hit it one more time because I think it's fixed.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty.
I'm sorry, Lip, for yelling at you.
Busted something.
I'm only yelling at you for your answer
busted
for what
gut.
I said to you earlier today, and your response to what I said to you broke my heart.
Oh, I want to wait. What? What? I want to know.
No, I said something to him, and he was like, "Yeah, uh huh." Insensitive, no feelings, dead inside.
Wait, what did he ask you? Hold on.
He didn't ask me nothing. He told me something.
I told him something, and I'll write it down. I'll write it down because it's not for air.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
It's not for air, Lip. Damn it. That was a moment between you and I, and you shouldn't have brought it up on the show.
I didn't bring up nothing. Really
damn it, Lip.
Who brought it up, D-Tay? Me or Lip?
Lip did.
Lip did.
My lip brought up the lip.
You're always messing it up, Lip. You're always messing it up, Flip.
My lip brought up the flip from the lip to the
your
flip.
You flip, 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 flip.
And we were going to give you the show title today with your look online, sucker.
Look online, sucker.
I told Philippius this.
Three-letter word?
It's not a three-letter word. There's an extra letter in there. I told Philippians this, and he was like, yeah, dead inside, no emotion, I don't care. Yeah, okay. And then, no, don't show it. That's a reason. Don't say it. That's a reason for y'all to go to Ustream and go to our exclusive video.
Thank you for reading the show notes, Lip.
Now you know
every single time.
Every damn time.
Damn. Why don't you even come to this two-bit operation if you're going to mess it up every single time?
It's one bit now. We lost the bit this morning. So I told him that this morning, and he was like, I don't care.
I don't care.
So when, so DJ, hold that up. And this is what Philippians' response was.
I don't care.
Now here it is
right here. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't. He does not care.
I don't care. That's why I'm yelling at you so damn much.
I don't care.
If someone said that to you, wouldn't you respond a little, you know, with the appropriate response?
I might give him a little wink or maybe a lick.
Even if it was me, I don't say that to everybody.
If it was you, I probably wouldn't do anything.
Oh, that's just a broken heart.
I don't care.
You. Yeah, you do. If I said that to you, I knew what.
I don't care. My jokes aren't going over. I don't care.
I don't care.
My jokes aren't going over. I don't care.
Everybody, I don't care. I don't. He does not care.
I don't care.
If you said that to me,
I'd eyes closed, pants down. Eyes closed, pants down.
Yeah, there it is right there. Snatchy shorts. The shorts that eat the snatch. Now, Arizona is transitioning immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I got it right now. I figured it out, by the way, with Arizona weather. Our weather is bipolar.
Oh, you just figured that out?
Less than 48 hours ago, was it not 60 degrees outside?
Less than 48 hours ago, it was 60 degrees outside, pouring rain.
Pouring rain. And then it was like Mother Nature was like, she saw a ex-boyfriend and immediately turned on the heat. It's 50,000 degrees outside now.
Mother Nature in Arizona is always on her period.
She is pissed off at us.
One week she's like, "Oh, I love you guys.
I'm so."
And next thing she's like, "Don't touch me. I need ice cream. Binge
chocolate
watch a scandal
now.
On Amazon Watch. Like,
get me the $10,000 Apple Watch now." Here she is. "I want that damn chicken and ice cream
and your soul
and your soul." Mother Nature is she's one bipolar bitch when it comes to Arizona.
Yeah.
That bipolar bitch. She don't care.
She don't care.
She don't. It was rainy. It was cool. It was beautiful. And then the next day, it was like the earth in Arizona is mad too, where it's like, "Hey, there's water. Hey, I want to go. Oh, look at the water. It's beautiful." No more water.
No more water.
The desert is so thirsty for water.
And Arizona's thirsty.
And I think we talked really bad about the crane flies last week or the week before because they have all got the hell out of town.
Yeah, they did.
They pissed as hell and said, "Well, screw you, fat boy. I'm out here. You're going to make. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to stick around. You're not going to appreciate me. I fly around. I do absolutely to serve no purpose. I'm out of here." Pew! And they were gone.
Yeah,
I haven't seen one crane fly since that show.
No, I haven't either. The heat went up so quickly. I think they all incinerated.
They packed their bags and got the hell out of here. They're skiing in Colorado.
You know how hot it is?
It is. How hot is it?
I'm going to tell you how hot it is. Last night, I was in my room at my house, and there was a fly buzzing around. I had my window open.
With the screen on it or the screen off?
The screen was on it. I don't know how this fly came in my room.
Okay.
But this little essay that it was, he was so hot.
little essay
thought it was cool. He's just going to chill on my TV screen.
He just go chill out on your TV screen.
He chilling on my TV screen. I go and get one of those, you know, those boppers you do get from a basketball game when you bop them together.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when you try to distract the player from the free throw.
I went and got one of those. I'm not gonna use that as fly swatter because I can have fly swatter.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna swat the TV. Completely missed them. I'm just gonna chill there. You guess what I found this morning?
Where was he at?
Passed out in a little cup of garlic sauce that I got from Domino's. He dead now because he got too relaxed. It's so hot. He's like, "I can't play no more. I'm just going to sit here." He sat there on that TV screen until he fell off. Fell off in some garlic butter.
Death by garlic butter.
Wow. Oh, man.
What a way to go.
Oh, man. I'm mad because I was going to reuse that garlic butter this morning.
Well, you still can't. Just scrape the fly bits out.
He's in there. Nah, I'm good.
Just scrape the fly bits
out. Only like this much left.
It's just protein.
It was enough for a fly to drown in, but like enough for a corner of a pizza.
So if you were planning on using it the next morning, why didn't you like cover it up or seal it so that Mr. Fly couldn't commit suicide?
Because I fell asleep.
You fell asleep on the garlic butter.
I fell asleep on the garlic butter.
I got some butter.
I drowned in the butter, so I swam to the bed. Yep, I was drowning in the butter, so I swam to the bed.
Snatch shorts. Does anybody care?
Actually,
I thought you guys would be all over this topic.
I like snatch shorts.
Okay.
Because it showed me how.
Give yourself a close-up.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, explain to us how you feel about snatch shorts.
I don't know if I can really say how bad I love them because I might get edited out or for this, but I like the moose knuckle.
The camel toe.
No, not the camel toe.
I don't understand what the moose knuckle is. Hold on, write it down because we don't want to get thrown off the air in none of the radio stations that we're
it's kind of like the camel toe, except for the camel toe is small. The moose knuckle is deep.
Be very careful. Be very careful. There are 12 kids that listen to this show. So that's considered the moose knuckle. Okay, so what is actually you're gonna have to help me. You're gonna have to help me understand what this is.
So the moose knuckle.
Is this something that you have to write down?
I mean, I could write it down.
Write it down. Write it down
first.
But
that's gonna take a lot of spelling.
Meat flaps.
Basically.
Okay.
Like,
so
it's just like all of it is just like this. And when you're like this, it's just moose knuckle.
Okay, I've never seen a moose's knuckle, so I don't know.
I'm
afraid.
Google moose knuckle.
I'll get on it right now.
Google moose knuckle. And you
Be careful.
What, it's not like I said blue waffle. What?
See? Man, we are just pushing the envelope. All right, Moose. How do you spell Moose?
M-O-O-S-E.
Knuckle is Knuckle, right?
Yeah. All
right. Oh, look, it's got its own wiki page. That's not right. All right, I'm going to go over here to Google, and I'm going to click on images here, and all I see are jackets.
Jackets for Moose Knuckle?
Yeah, be careful bumping the power. That's all I see are jackets. Oh, wait, let me go over here to where it says female. And let's see here. Mm. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Is that a moose knuckle?
Yes.
Okay. DT.
That is the knuckle of the moose.
Okay. I see.
It's different than a toe.
It's definitely different than the toe. Okay. There's another picture here of a sort of that's yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I can see.
That is why I like the shorts.
But the shorts are the shorts basically. Accentuate the knuckles.
Exactly.
All right.
I like watching the knuckles.
All right. Let's click over here and see what this. That's Mariah Carey.
And you see that knuckle right there?
Okay.
You see that knuckle?
I'm sorry. What?
Two knuckles.
What?
She got knuckles like a boxer.
Okay. Now, this is not right because this is the dude.
I wish I could unsee that.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not over there.
That was a dude.
How does he have a moose knuckle?
It must have been tucked.
That gives a whole new meaning to a print.
Oh.
We'll be right back on the other side of this break. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. We are proud of our relationship with the industry leader in electronic cigarettes, folks. I'm talking about Halo 6! Halo 6 has been a proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show for almost the entire time we have been on the air. And the reason why is everyone who orders a starter pack at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6 is always satisfied. We get tweeted, Facebook, and emailed about how some people were skeptics about switching to an electronic cigarette until they did, and they were blown away at how Halo 6 satisfies the nicotine cravings without all the other crap traditional tobacco has. People thought they wouldn't get the similar feeling or they'd look funny walking around with an electronic stick in their mouth. No, Halo 6 knows what smokers want. Flavor, consistency, performance, and quality. See what everybody is talking about and get your Halo 6 today at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to Lady KDT.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Halo 6 is vaping, baby. I don't want to end the show on a big, huge thing. So you like the snatchy shorts because they go to the moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Sorry I had to go to that one dude. But you knew I was going to click on a dude eventually.
Oh, man.
You know I was going to click on a guy.
I wish I could unsee that.
Philippius, I will show you later.
I'm not going to lie, though. He had a big moose knuckle.
That was a huge moose knuckle. I think it was Photoshopped as well.
It had to be.
Have you ever seen The Ugliest Woman in the World?
No.
She's got a documentary coming up, and I wanted to talk about her, but then I wanted to talk bad about her, and I don't want to do that. Slide over here real quick. This is a picture. I didn't put it up for Ustream, but there's a picture of the ugliest woman in the world.
Ain't that ugly.
Liz Velasquez, like DT says, you know, everybody's pretty in the dark. Lizzie Velasquez. Well, she's got a...
It all feels the same.
She's not really that ugly.
Yeah, she's pretty but ugly. She's not right.
A nice movie.
I like how that website also paired it up against the human Ken doll. That dude needs help. But I don't want to get into that because she's the ugliest woman in the world and she gets her own documentary and so forth. But that's all right.
I've seen girls uglier than her.
I have seen girls earlier than her, too. Some of them have moose knuckles.
Some of them look like they've been punched in the face by a couple of moose knuckles.
A couple of moose knuckles. So I guess we can gear up for the segment that's sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of those really powerful, powerful segments. I'm telling you, it's like people email me. They ask me, they say, Corey, I say, what? What is the world's most powerful segment that is sweeping the nation? And you know what I ask them? Or I respond to them, Philippians, you want to know what I say?
No. What do you say?
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
That sexy summer mama.
Whoa! I missed that. You haven't done that in a couple of weeks.
Well, I did it today.
Yeah, there you go.
Today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? Corey, the real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out March 19th, 2015 at 7:32 p.m.
Jesus, what was I doing?
So tired, I'm literally falling asleep standing up. What the heck were you doing?
I was doing laundry.
Laundry?
Ooh,
yeah. Laundry. I had to do laundry on a Thursday night.
Don't you usually do your laundry on a Tuesday?
I used to do my laundry on a Tuesday, but like I've said before, BDB Radio Network is making some major changes, and I have been in the throes and the flap or the moose knuckle of all of those changes. So wow. A lot of my personal time has switched around, which prompts me to do my laundry on a Thursday night, which was good because I was able to be there and meet one of the attendants there.
Yeah.
And I told her about the show.
She hot?
No, she's not. She's not necessarily hot, but she's
one of the ugliest chicks in the world.
No, she's the toughest bitch I've ever met in my life. And she keeps that place. So she is militant about what, how she runs that laundromat. There was a dude that was there one time that slammed a dryer door. And for those, we get new listeners all the time. I'll reset it for her. I don't have a washer and dryer at home. Cartoon size house, cartoon size TV, two freaking cars in the parking garage, and $3 or $4 in the bank, and I don't own a washer or dryer. Yeah. Because I feel that the cost of me just doing laundry for me and a little person that's at my house every other weekend the juice isn't worth the squeeze. So I don't have a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
I have a place for a washer and dryer. I have a laundry room in my house. There's nothing in there but just a whole lot of my sad moments and tears.
And shoes.
And shoes. There are shoes in my laundry room. So I go to a laundromat, and I was going to Gumpta's Laundry for years.
Didn't it burn down?
No, Gumpta's didn't burn down.
They
Gumpta's
went out of business.
They sold it.
They were selling their cartoon size.
Yeah.
I remember you telling us
that. I talked about it on the show.
It's very well documented, listener Gail.
Yeah. She doesn't listen anymore.
Oh.
She's out.
Listener Philippius?
Listener Philippius. Oh, listener Gail is out.
She's gone.
Oh, so you know what that means, right?
Yeah, like.
Do you know what that means?
No, what does that mean?
Lady K is number one.
What?
Lady K is P1 listener now. Because listener Gail punched the hell out.
Yep.
So congratulations to listener K. She is now the P1 listener. So you know what that means?
What?
We have to invite her on the show. We have to invite listener K on the show.
I think she'll love that.
Via Skype. You can't say anything because she won't be able to communicate back.
I will be silent the whole time.
No, you can't do that. You looking fine as hell today, boy. And I meant that one. I wasn't even ready for the bit. Damn, you sexy today.
It's the hair.
No, it's not. It's you.
It's the hair.
F the hair. It's you.
Do you like the hair?
I love everything that's on
no,
you.
Real talk, though. Do you like the hair?
I do.
I thought I'd try something different.
It's very.
I thought you were going green.
It's very.
You shut your mouth when you talk.
Exactly.
I shut your mouth. Hold on. I got an inappropriate comment coming up.
All right.
It's very becoming. Anyway, I was at the laundromat. I was doing laundry, and I was literally standing there in front of my washer as the vibrations were the only sensation I've ever had down there in quite some time. I was falling asleep while I was standing up, and I had to catch myself, so I decided to tweet that out. And then 2 minutes after I was falling asleep, I started craving Chinese food.
Oh,
it was,
wow.
I was having myself a moment. BDB Radio Network, it better be worth it. It better be worth it. Moose Knuckles, look online, sucker.
Yeah.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 150,000 titles, this show is so stupid.
I need to start coming to rehearsal.
Yeah, you do. You were having some freaking Ustream problems over there. Audible, with over 150,000 titles to choose from, Audible.com surely has something for you. Sign up for our free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS and receive a free audiobook. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website. A title you may be interested in is Breakfast with Buddha by Roland Marullo, narrated by Sean Runette. Audiobooks allow you to enjoy books in a whole new way. Be more productive by listening anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this amazing offer today at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the Audible banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on the Mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch the live video replay on exclusive Vimeo page.
After the Level is a blog by Corey Blaze. This is my daily blog. Read it, leave comments, and share. After the Levels at afterthelevels.com.
Get your two cents in, America.
America!
For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506. Yes, I said it. 41506. Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Oh. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on air by calling our listening line at 623-349-1652. I said it. 623-349-1652. Lines are open now.
Don't forget, people of the interhighway, Fat Guy Radio Show is going to prime time April 16th. Why? Because Saturdays don't want us anymore. For Philippius and Dite, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top. Bye-bye. I'm Casey Kasem.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, yeah, we need to buy this, though.